Hello and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. I'm Keith Parent. September the 11th, 2001 is a date that no one will forget. Not just for those who are watching radio and television around the world, but also for those working in the media. Speaking for myself, this is a day that I will remember in every detail. On that day, at around 9 p.m. Beijing time, I had just fallen asleep watching BBC World Television. And just before 9:30, I woke up to the breaking news that a passenger jetliner crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City. As I flipped through other channels like CNN International and Deutsche Welle, I learned that a second plane also crashed into them. It was at this point I realized, as well as many other people, that this was not just an accident, but rather a terrorist attack. That week, I'd been asked to host CRI's morning news magazine, Real Time Beijing, as the regular host Deng Jun was away on vacation. At midnight, I called Jocelyn Ford, an American who was working on the show, to discuss how we should report on it. During this time, I received a phone call from the producer, who said we could only give this event 3 minutes. I asked why. He said it is not important to the people in China and has no connection with China. 12:30 a.m., I got into a taxi and headed to CRI. Just after I arrived, I got into a very heated debate, or I should say argument with him, over the importance of this story. After an hour of what eventually turned into a shouting match just outside the newsroom, I said in a loud voice, "If you don't want to report on it, then get off the show." The reason why he was afraid to cover an international event like this is because since 1989, all the coverage of international news events live was stopped just after Tiananmen Square on June 4th that year. For Jocelyn Ford and myself, our thinking was, what is the worst they can do? Fire us? Let them do it. That morning, from 2 a.m. until just before 8 a.m. when we signed on, we contacted CRI's correspondents in New York, London, as well as some people to get some background information on what happened. It should be pointed out that we had no budget for this program, or rather a budget of exactly $25. Then at 8 a.m. Beijing time, we went on air live. Just 2 minutes after we finished the show, Johnson and myself were summoned to the office of the head of the English Language Service, as well as the producer, because he'd complained that we'd taken over control of the show. After the meeting with the director and the vice president of CRI for over an hour, then we left. Nothing else was said. And then 2 weeks later, we were called back to the office of the head of the English language section and given an award for the show and for doing something on radio that had not been done before. We now present the full, live, real-time Beijing as was broadcast in China on September 12th, 2001. I should mention that if it sounds as if we're a little out of it at times, that's because the newsroom kept coming into the studio every few minutes with copy for us to read.
China Radio International.
Good morning, everyone. It's September the 9th, 12th. The year is 2001. Today we present special coverage of the terrorist attack that took place in New York City and Washington last night, which began around 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Two hijacked commercial jets slammed into the 110-story World Trade Center in Manhattan just before 9 p.m. last night, Beijing time, and the two buildings collapsed about 1 hour later. Another hijacked plane struck the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. All the government buildings around the Pentagon were evacuated, and many government buildings in the U.S. today, including the post office and libraries, are closed. A fourth jetliner, also apparently hijacked, crashed in Pennsylvania. Over the next hour, we'll bring you special reports from Washington, London, New York, and Toronto. We'll be speaking to a resident of Manhattan to find out her reaction and how the local media in New York is covering it. Just to some background information here, this has happened just over 10 hours ago, actually about 11 hours ago. The number of dead so far is still unknown, but what we can tell you is that some 50,000 people work in the World Trade Center. There are no confirmed numbers on casualties at the Pentagon, which is also on fire, but the some 266 people were aboard the four planes that crashed, and as of yet, apparently, there are no survivors. For those who have seen the images on television, they are very disturbing. It's the kind of thing that you see in really bad movies, and it's very eerie to actually see it happened. Turning to the China reaction to it, Chinese President Jiang Zemin has conveyed a message to U.S. President George W. Bush, expressing sincere sympathy to him and the people of the United States for the terrorist attack that occurred Tuesday morning, Eastern Standard Time. Jiang Zemin said he was shocked to know that some parts of New York and Washington were devastatingly attacked, which caused severe casualties. On behalf of the Chinese government and the people of China, he expressed his condolences, and especially to the family members of the victims. Jiang Zemin reiterates the Chinese government constantly condemns and opposes all manners of terrorism violence. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhu Bengzhou said that President Jiang Zemin also expressed grave concern for the safety of Chinese nationals in the United States. The Chinese government has ordered China's diplomatic missions in the U.S. to provide all the necessary assistance to any Chinese nationals who may have been injured in the attack. China has also ordered the cancellation of four regular flights scheduled for the United States today, Wednesday, to ensure flight safety. The Civil Aviation Administration of China, or CAAC, says two Chinese planes en route to the United States were en route when the attack happened last night, and they safely landed in Canada and the U.S. The other two planes, China Eastern Airlines MU-583, landed in Vancouver, and the cargo flight MU-5787 landed at a U.S. military airport. The third Chinese plane, Air China CA-985, also bound for the United States, landed safely in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada. Major airports in the U.S. have closed down. There is no domestic flights at this current time, and all international flights bound for the United States have been diverted to Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and other Canadian cities. The border at Mexico in the U.S. has been closed off, as well as the Canadian-U.S. border, the first time in its history. We're now going to cut to a couple of reports. First, our own Chu Xi, our Washington correspondent, filed this report saying this is the worst attack on American soil since Pearl Harbor.
The horrific terror and destruction began at around 8:55 Tuesday morning. A passenger plane, now confirmed to be an American Airlines Boeing 767, crashed into the south tower of the World Trade Center, igniting a huge fireball and creating a gigantic hole on the building. The second plane, a United Airlines Boeing 767, struck the other tower about 10 minutes later. The two 110-story buildings, part of the largest commercial complex in the world, collapsed subsequently and were reduced almost to rubble. The number 7 building of the World Trade Center also caught fire and collapsed late afternoon. At about 9:45 a.m., another passenger plane of the American Airlines smashed into the Pentagon, setting off a huge explosion and fire, collapsing part of the 5-story Defense Department building. The fourth plane, a United Airlines Boeing 757, crashed near Pittsburgh around 10 past 10. It is unclear whether this has any connection with the attacks, but all four passenger planes are believed to be hijacked and were carrying a total of 266 people. Authorities have been trying to evacuate those who work in the World Trade Center building, but as thousands of folks have been trapped inside, massive casualties are expected. Officials fear the death toll could climb to the thousands, at 40,000 people alone worked in the Trade Center. Hundreds of firefighters and police may have been killed trying to save others. The attacks have brought normal life across the United States to a standstill. All financial markets were closed. Millions of workers sent home early. All flights around the nation were canceled, and all airports shut in an unprecedented move. Shortly after the attacks, the White House, the Pentagon, the State Department, and many federal buildings in Washington and other parts of the country have been evacuated. The U.S. also tightened security to the maximum at its overseas missions, and fighter jets are patrolling over New York and Washington. President George W. Bush called the deliberate aerial assault an apparent terrorist attack and vowed to hunt down and punish those responsible.
I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We have taken all appropriate security precautions to protect the American people. Our military at home and around the world is on high alert status, and we have taken the necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government. We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. The resolve of our great nation is being tested, but make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
Some U.S. lawmakers called Tuesday's attack an act of war, which the U.S. must avenge. No group took immediate responsibility for the attack, but suspicions centered on Saudi dissident Osama bin Laden, who is on the top of the list of the FBI's 10 most wanted criminals. CRN News, Washington.
The World Trade Center collapsed, like I said, about 1 hour after the two jet lines collided into it. As of yet, the dead, or if there's any survivors, is still unknown, but reports say that just after the two jet lines slammed into the building, firemen, as well as New York City police, as well as from New Jersey, were inside the building when it collapsed, and officials have not been able to get close enough to the building to find out if there are any survivors. Mayor Giuliani, the mayor of New York, was being interviewed, and he had some friends that were involved in that. Our own Li Peichen, who's CRI's correspondent in New York City, lives actually not far from the World Trade Center and usually can see it from his apartment. He filed this report about 2.5 hours ago.
I happened to be several kilometers from the center when the crashes occurred. A taxi rushed me to several blocks away from the site as the police line prevented me from going further. As I looked up, people trapped inside the World Trade Center were seen jumping or falling from the Twin Towers, sometimes 5 to 8 people together. The first of the buildings collapsed at about 9:45 in a roar of rubble and smoke. The other tower fell about a half hour after that. People had to run northward to get away from the tragedy. In the flow of people, I met Jerry Smith, a consultant with the City Port of Authority. He could easily be singled out because of the gray dust covering his whole hair and suits. Smith's office sat on the 71st floor of the second building that collapsed.
A definite explosion. The tower shook. There was paper blowing everywhere outside the windows. Then an explosion, maybe 50 feet outside my window between the two towers. And smoke began, and everybody got the word to evacuate the building. And so it was an hour getting down to the 71st floor.
Smith sounded surprisingly calm. He said he didn't know what to fear after having gone through this. The number of casualties was not immediately assessed at the World Trade Center, but it was caught up in the usual morning rush hours.
I understand the crash happened higher up. I'm sure plenty of people stayed to help if they could. Plenty of firemen went up the stairwells to assist, so there were lots of people still in that building, both buildings.
Smith continued to tell me that when he felt his way out of the building, he could see nothing 1 meter away. From time to time, he ran over dead bodies dropped either from the plane or the building. In the wake of the crisis, New York City ordered neighboring areas evacuated. It closed most bridges and tunnels to and from Manhattan. The subway stopped operation, and people had to travel on foot amid sirens from either fire vehicles or ambulances. For much of the workday, they found it virtually impossible to enter or leave the area. Wall Street shut down soon after the crashes. The UN headquarters was evacuated, and all meetings have been cancelled. The opening of the General Assembly has been postponed tentatively until Wednesday afternoon. It's more than 10 hours since the crashes. From my apartment on the 35th floor in Midtown Manhattan, I can no longer watch the World Trade Center, whose twin towers used to form the major part of the New York skyline. But now, billowing from that location, is only heavy smoke and fear. Li Peichun, CRI News, New York.
And if you've just tuned in, this is a special edition of Real Time Beijing from the studios of China Radio International. The current time is 8:13. We are recounting the events from the past 10 hours of the terrorist attack that occurred in New York City and Washington yesterday evening at around 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock Beijing time. Two hijacked jetliners collided into the World Trade Center, and another jetliner collided into the Pentagon in Washington, and the whole city of New York, which is going through a difficult time right now, is trying to get some order back into the city. According to reports, all employees of the 13 Chinese companies housed in the World Trade Center are safe. Most of them were not at the scene at the time of the collision, and the ones who were evacuated safely after the first explosion. This blast has been getting a lot of condemnation from world leaders. Everybody from Ariel Sharon to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a telegram, "Such act must not go unpunished. The entire international community should unite against terrorism." United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan said there can be no doubt that these attacks were deliberate acts of terrorism, carefully planned and coordinated. And they are the UN General Assembly, which was supposed to be meeting today, has canceled its meetings. Other things actually that have been canceled because of this incident, things even such as the Emmy Awards and concerts in New York City have also been canceled. Flags in Washington, New York, as well as other cities, are flying at half mass. To get more international reaction, we're going to cut to our reporter Ma Ling in London to get reaction from Britain's Tony Blair as well as in the UK.
There were widespread cancellations of flights. Some transatlantic flights have to turn back to the UK. British citizens are being advised to take great care if they are living abroad in sensitive areas. Earlier, a series of evacuations had been made across the city of London, including the London Stock Exchange, where the FTSE 100 plunged sharply due to the explosions in the US. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has come back to London from Brighton, where he was scheduled to address the annual Trades Union Congress there. A meeting of Emergency Cabinet Cobra Security Committee was held. In a statement after the meeting, Blair condemned the terrorist acts again and pledged that his country will stand by the United States to track down those responsible for the attacks. In an earlier speech, Blair has expressed shock and outrage at the incident and sent his deepest condolences to U.S. President George Bush and the American people for the most terrible and shocking event. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw has also passed condolences on to U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. Straw said Britain will offer the U.S. government every possible help it needs. A British rescue team is reportedly on standby to travel to America to help in the search for survivors of the bombings in New York and Washington. Man Ling, CRI News, London.
As of yet, the FBI and the CIA have no idea who committed these atrocious crime. Mind you, however, the Taliban in Afghanistan have denied their involvement, as well as the Palestinians and other groups. So this is certainly a mystery, and there's many unanswered questions, one of them being, how could something like this happen? I was watching a TV report earlier this morning, and one of the reporters that worked for the network was involved in one of the airplanes that struck the World Trade Center, and she had actually spoken to her husband some 15 minutes prior to the plane crashing into the building, and she told her husband that the hijackers on board, this by the way is unconfirmed, that the hijackers on board didn't have guns but were using knives. So there's going to be, of course, a lot of work coming up in the next coming weeks to discover the true meanings, and we won't really know what happened in the cockpit of the plane until the black boxes are discovered. Right now, authorities in Washington are listening to the transcript tapes made at the traffic control tower when the planes went completely off course. To find out reaction now from someone living in New York, I called Gloria James. She's a resident in Manhattan, and I asked her for her reaction. We recorded this about 2 hours after the World Trade Center collapsed.
Well, I'm completely in shock, as I think so many people here in New York are. I mean, after a few years ago, having heard about the bombing at the Twin Towers and all of that, thinking, you know, okay, well, that's bad. How bad could it get? And then not realizing that this is how bad it could get with the, you know, this unbelievable attack. I mean, I'm really quite still in shock. I can't believe that this could happen, that it is no longer there, and that so many people have died.
Now, you live in Manhattan, and there's parts of Manhattan that have been evacuated. What about the area that you're in? Did authorities pass around message to your part of the city?
No, I live in the complete opposite end, thankfully. But what is quite noticeable about up here is I'm on the takeoff and landing path of LaGuardia Airport, and we also get some traffic across the Hudson from Newark. But that's normally because all of the airports have been shut down. There has been no air traffic whatsoever since I woke up this morning, and that would sort of made my neighborhood very, very quiet. The only aircraft that I've seen out there have been news helicopters and military aircraft, but most, I think, of those aircraft are on southern Manhattan, as not much has happened up here. The bridges and the tunnels and all access to Manhattan has been completely closed, so we are not getting a lot of influx traffic from, you know, the local bridge, which would be the George Washington Bridge, to me here. So it's quite quiet.
Now, since you've been up, have you had a chance to walk around your neighborhood and try to get a feeling of what the mood is?
The mood, people are walking around normally somewhat, but not saying a lot. I went to a local diner for breakfast, and they had the news blasting, and most of the customers are usually quite boisterous in this neighborhood, were saying nothing. Mm-hmm. Listening, staring, a lot of shock walking around in this neighborhood.
Now, because of this tragic incident, which is from the news reports that I've been watching on television and reading on the internet, it's almost like the entire city has come to a standstill.
It has somewhat. Some of the stores in my neighborhood that would normally be open and that are not government offices are boarded up. So I think those people might be living outside and are unable to come in and open their business. Public libraries, post offices, government services are all completely closed. I've even heard a report that they're closing down across the country and evacuating across the country all tall buildings.
Now, what about, for example, with yourself? Are any of employers telling to employees, you know, you might as well just stay at home today because getting around the city will be difficult because of the slowdown in transportation and traffic?
Well, some of the schools stayed open, obviously, because the kids were there already when things had happened, and now they're making plans to get kids to their homes. But basically, they're trying to get everybody to react in a very orderly way. They're bringing, you know, instead of if the kids aren't being picked up by their parents, they have to go to a school and wait for the parents to come, or, you know. So a lot of people are, like, there's no bus service, there's no subway service in the city at all.
Mm-hmm.
There are cars driving around, but again, you couldn't leave if you were driving a car. You couldn't leave the city. Actually, there's a couple of places you could leave, but you couldn't come in. So the only method of transportation, unless you have previously arranged, like a school bus or something, is a taxi, or if you obviously own your own car. I haven't seen one bus except for one that was occupied by a police officer-looking person. Only one of them inside the bus, and the bus was flashing a sign, you know, emergency, call police, 911.
Now, what about yourself, for example? Have you been able to get to work?
I work this evening, and unless the buses come back, I'm going to have to take a taxi in, which is, and normally it takes me about 35 minutes on the train and the buses to get to work. I'm not sure. I do imagine that they're going to maintain business as usual as they are open today. Like, and I think most of the people that I work with live out of Manhattan in the other boroughs and will be unable to come in anyway. So, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Now, you've been obviously paying attention to radio and television reports. What is being said on local radio? Because the news that we're getting here in Beijing, of course, is from the international media.
Right. Well, there's a local station here called 1010 Winds that does usually in times of disaster, does a very, very good job. They have a lot of people, and they're always updating, and there's somebody always on the scene talking about things. What I've been able to get from them, and it's only recently I've been able to see TV, so my information has come from the radio, and what I heard most recently is that the National Guard and also the military has sent, well, there's a National Guard ship and a couple of military warships in the New York Harbor now, but that's the only boat traffic that's allowed in there. Again, like I said, any planes that are going around are only military or news. I have heard conflicting reports. One governor, and I can't remember of which state, had publicly stated that he's estimated about 10,000 casualties, but there's really been nothing official said, and even 1010 Winds radio news is not giving out any kind of figure or any kind of speculation.
Are they giving out any information at all at how long the city could be in this state of chaos before things
not
get
at
back
all.
To normal?
You know, I mean, when we first started to hear about it, when I first got the news report from my aunt out west, you know, she'd turned on the news and seen this plane crash in, or the footage of it. The next thing you know, there was another plane. So that's where we left off. And then there were one thing after another that started to happen, like in Washington and in Pennsylvania. And so it's, you know, it's anybody's guess at this point. You're sort of on tenterhooks because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, apparently there were four planes that were hijacked, one of which ended up, you know, the two that ended up at the World Trade Center, one of which ended up in Pennsylvania, another that, actually there were more than that, the one that crashed into the Pentagon, and then there was another one they were chasing down the Potomac. So, mm-hmm. You know, who knows what else could happen? There's really no word. They have no way of knowing. I think there's complete lockdown in the World Trade Center area, the Financial District area. In fact, I don't even think the market's open today. And people are not allowed to go in, and the people that are there are being moved out, and they're opening up shelters. But I saw pictures on the news of people coming out covered in white ash, you know, reports of 3 and 5 inches of soot on the street. Unbelievable, the footage of the descriptions of the World Trade Center actually collapsing. You know, when I heard all of this, planes had gone in and crashed into the building, I sort of had an image of my mind sort of, oh, my, wow, what's, you know, we'll be going by the World Trade Center, we'll see these big gaping holes, that'll be so, you know, bizarre and so strange. And the next thing you know, they're completely leveled to the ground. And some people, you know, were there and describing it, the horror of it. It's just unbelievable.
So I suppose, of course, more than anything, New Yorkers are really shocked that this could happen, especially since the World Trade Center bombing a few years ago. I mean, this is makes that look like a small incident in comparison.
You would think that they would be maybe more prepared, more alert, but You know, it's if they want to do it, I guess they can figure out a way to do it. And this is such a shocking way from above, from a commercial hijacking. It's something that you don't consider, you know, that just it makes you feel so much more vulnerable. So who knows what they could do next, or even within this day, or maybe it's a whole week, you know? I don't know.
Now, in your part of the city, if you were to open your window or stand on your balcony, what is the sound like? What are you hearing?
Well, now I'm starting to hear traffic noises, cars trying to exit, I guess, the people that might be leaving work early. Or there's not usually this much traffic noise. I hear a lot of horns and a lot of people, I guess, it sounds like there's a lot of traffic out there. I was out there earlier and there wasn't. But again, I'm also near the George Washington Bridge, which I don't think is open yet. And I don't think that the exits in northern Manhattan, like off the Triborough Bridge to Queens, or even some to northern New York, just the boroughs north of here, like the Bronx and then off into Westchester, are even accessible. So I'm not quite sure where all the traffic is going, but they won't be able to come in.
That was Gloria James, a resident of Manhattan in New York City, talking about the incident, the terrorist attack that happened when two hijacked jetliners collided into the World Trade Center. Palestinian reaction. One 24-year-old gunman in Arab Jerusalem with several dozen Palestinian youths were celebrating, saying, "I feel I am in a dream. I never believed that one day the United States would pay the price for its support for Israel." And that comes from the Israeli capital. Other news, actually just 1 hour prior to going on air, there were reported explosions that rocked the Afghanistan capital, Kabul. The United States says they are not U.S. strikes in response for the terrorist attack. U.S. officials said it could be Afghan opposition seeking revenge for the assassination of its leader. As more details come in on that, we will pass them to you. Here, back home in China, the Chinese press has carried extensive coverage of the incident. Many newspapers have opened up special columns. Chinese scholars have also come forward with their comments. The People's Daily's website carried some words by international political analyst Dr. Peng Zhangying. Dr. Peng said, while the economic losses can be huge due to the closure of the stock markets, grounding of the flights, and a series of other emergency measures, he is more worried about the political implications the incident has will mean for the world as a whole. He says this may force people to rethink about the world's future and the political and economic order. He says the response by the United States is crucial, as radical organizations around the world either deny or claim responsibility for the attack. Dr. Peng is worried about the next steps the U.S. might take. He is urging the United States to execute caution before reaching any conclusion. Dr. Peng is also wondering what impact this might have on the missile defense system the Bush administration has been promoting as a sophisticated weapon system. And he also says the sole superpower in the world, the United States, should know that it is the most feared enemy is itself, not any others. And that is from the People's Daily's website. And if you want to find out any information about the stories that we've been carrying, you can check out our website at www.cri.com.cn, and we will be updating them as soon as we can. Just to recap what's happened. Two hijacked commercial jets slammed into the 110-story World Trade Center in Manhattan just before 9 p.m. last night, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Another hijacked plane struck the Pentagon, and a fourth jetliner, which was also apparently hijacked, crashed in Pennsylvania. As of yet, there is no details of how many have died, but reports have said that at the World Trade Center, just prior to the building collapsing, which of course this is going to change the entire skyline for New York City, there were New York and New Jersey firemen, as well as policemen from state local and from New Jersey in the building, and authorities have so far not said if there are any survivors. In the plane crash, which the second plane crash, which crashed into the building, there was a massive explosion. The building went up in flames and continued smoking for at least 10 hours and is still doing it now. Some 266 people were aboard the plane crashed, and we are expected to have some more details later on. You're listening to China Radio International. Well, with all this that happened, as we mentioned earlier on in the program, all domestic flights in the United States have been grounded. Planes that have taken off have come back to their port of call. International flights that were on their way to the United States had to land in Canada, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, as well as other Canadian cities. The border between Mexico and the U.S. has been sealed off, as well as, for the first time in North American history, the border between Canada and the U.S. has also been closed, making it very difficult for people to travel across the border unless they are journalists or military officials. To get reaction now to Canada, to the United States' closest trading partner and closest neighbor, I had a chance to speak to journalist George Evans in Toronto, Canada, to tell us what the reaction has been in Canada over this tragic event.
All in all, the Canadian reaction would be typical. We have Prime Minister Jean Chrétien speaking out against what he labeled a cowardly act, but not a great deal more than that in terms of political response. We had heard early rumors that the borders had been all tightly closed, and apparently that's been refuted now. So there's some back and forth over whether or not Canada is actually securing borders or whether the States was doing it, and whether or not it's actually happened. We're all in shock up here. On the public level, the street level, we're all very, very much in shock and not feeling as safe as we ordinarily would when something like this goes down.
Now, of course, the U.S. media has been paying a lot of attention since this happened at around 9 o'clock Eastern time. What about in the Canadian media?
The Canadian media picked it up almost immediately, because this, you can't deny this is a huge story. I mean, think to yourself for a moment, how many times have we seen Hollywood portray these two towers being destroyed in film? And now, right in front of us on live television, the kind of opportunity they never like to pass up, we have pictures far more grotesque than anything Hollywood had ever created. Canadian media picked it up almost immediately and has stuck with it for a good chunk of the day. It is nonetheless from the Canadian point of view, which has to do with, for example, the planes that are circulating in the United States, if they're coming from other destinations, are no longer going to be permitted to land in the States for a period of time. They've been rerouted to Canada. That makes us conscious of what exactly are they sending us. What are we going to be inheriting by default? Are there any further terrorists on those planes? That's the kind of thing we're concerned with.
Has there been any reports of Canadians speaking out against this, saying, okay, they're not landing in the U.S., but what are they sending us?
People have been making statements, but you always have a variety of people with a variety of political viewpoints, some more and some less inflammatory. And the people with large mouths who usually speak out on those things are going ahead and making their opinions known. You've heard your armchair football and hockey enthusiasts spouting off about this not being the right thing to do, and why should we be accepting these flights. But it's what you do. It's the neighborly thing to do. We really do have to accept these incoming flights because there is no place for them to safely go. And assuming that Canada is not a high-profile enough target, we should come through this unscathed. The following hours will tell.
That was Canadian journalist George Evans speaking in Toronto about Canadian reaction to the terrorist attack that took place in New York and Washington. yesterday evening, Beijing, in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. Just to tell you some other developments that have happened, Jordan's King, Abdullah, actually was on a plane to the United States to meet President Bush, but he turned back in mid-flight to postpone his trip. Cuba has also expressed pain and concern about the attack, and France has just said that it will try to help the U.S. to catch the attackers if when more information comes to light. The Pentagon, by the way, is still on fire. There is about 12 dozen people so far that have been killed. The exact amount is so far unknown. Disneyland in the East Coast of the United States in Florida and the West Coast in California have both closed today. Schools in New York, however, were open at the time. Some schools closed early to send the children home. As of what's going to happen tomorrow, authorities have not announced yet. The stock market, however, did open and did close right away. They announced that it will be closed tomorrow. After the announcement was made about what has happened, major markets around the world have dropped, especially in Europe, dropping around 7 to 8% at the most. Sierra, Real-Time Beijing's business editor, Jocelyn Ford, now joins me in the studio to look at what's been happening with the markets. Jocelyn, this is really playing havoc on the world stocks.
Right. Well, shares after the attack, shares in Europe did fall dramatically. Markets in New York were closed Tuesday, will be closed again Wednesday, and they will announce later when they will open again. However, I think first we should mention, of course, the human impact is overwhelming, and there were many leading companies in the trade center. For example, Morgan Stanley had about 25 floors. It's the largest tenant of the World Trade Center, and they had 3,500 employees in there. Again, we do not yet know the casualties. There were some people who were interviewed on TV who were able to leave the building before it collapsed. Again, the top floors were hit into first. They were on fire. The lower floors, it appears that some people were able to get out. We, again, do not know the numbers. Basically, the United States has been closed down. It is not just limited to these two cities. Their Manhattan subways were closed down. There was limited service later. Amtrak trains on the East Coast were suspended between Boston and Washington, D.C. Even oil was affected. Louisiana's offshore oil port that handles supertankers in the Gulf of Mexico suspended operations. As you mentioned earlier, across on the other side of the United States, Hollywood closed down. The second Latin Grammy Awards were scheduled for worldwide broadcast Tuesday night. They were canceled. Primetime Emmy Awards scheduled for Sunday were postponed indefinitely. And some of the movie studios were also closed down. We also had factories across the United States as closed down. Major car plants were closed down. There were major efforts on the part of corporate America to assist to open blood banks and find people who would be able to help the victims. We do have markets open here in Hong Kong. The markets will be open today. In Japan, the finance minister said that he expects a major impact on financial markets, and perhaps this could accelerate the global economic slowdown. That comment was also made by a major managing director of Credit Suisse First Boston. And there is going to be a very big psychological impact on consumers, who account for a large part of the economy. Of course, when markets do open, prices are expected to fall. Oftentimes, there is a knee-jerk reaction. We do not know, of course, how long it will take companies. We do not know the damage. We do not know how long it will take companies to get back on their feet. But again, some of the companies that were major players in the international market that were in the World Trade Center include Credit Suisse Group. We have Merrill Lynch. We have Deutsche Bank. And there were also two of the world's largest fixed income interdealer brokers who play an important role in trading. So, again, we do not know yet who has survived and what will happen to these operations.
Well, Jocelyn, just before coming on air, I was watching the news reports, and some reporters were saying that if this would have happened, because we don't know how many casualties there are right now, they're saying that if this would have happened probably in the afternoon, it probably could have been a lot worse situation, especially for the people on the streets with the debris. The current time is 8:43. You're listening to a special edition of Real Time Beijing, looking at the tragic events that happened in New York and Washington yesterday evening, Beijing time. I have been here at the radio station since 11 o'clock last night, and I have to thank all the wonderful evening news crew for helping us out schedule those interviews. The interview that we did, by the way, with New York took about 2 hours to get through, as cell phone networks as well as the New York Exchange was down. When we were trying to locate information on the internet, because this is such a big story, most news websites, including CRI's own website, we had trouble accessing. Things seem to be have gone to normal right now. Well, this morning, our very talented Yun Feng has been doing a very good job at compiling some clips of reaction from people in the United States. First, we're going to bring you a clip of several Americans that he compiled for us this morning.
I think there's a lot of anger. I think the anger's been building after seeing the footage played over and over again on different news networks, seeing the plane crash into the building over and over. It's just building up in people, and who knows what's going to happen. I'm probably going to be looking over my shoulder for the next few days and not speaking much English in public and just watching out, because you never know what else is going to happen.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of Americans are going to be very upset and angry and want to blame, point fingers, but I think it's important to remember that, you know, by only showing anger and hatred, you do exactly what they just did to us. So unfortunately, I think that's what's going to happen. I think everyone's really upset. Every nationality, you know, we were all sitting in a room together, and whether you were American or French or from Iraq or Iran, everyone was upset about what happened. Everyone.
And that was the reaction of several Americans. Now, there were a number of eyewitnesses that saw the plane, both planes, in fact, crash into the World Trade Center, as well as the World Trade Center collapsing. Here is a bit of what they said.
Well, I was coming, I was going to work, and when I heard this heat noise, just get right away, get out of the car. Then I saw the plane was coming down, and around this area, the plane was just, the wing was up and down this way. Then with the second, it crashed right away. First, when it hit, it did create a huge smoke, not a fire. Then after the smog, you saw a lot of fire came in later.
Is Quigley still over there? Or
so when it hit first, you can't even see the building.
We evacuated. I was standing out there for about 10 minutes, and he asked if anybody would volunteer to get back in to gather all the fire extinguishers to take them back up to the affected area. So I volunteered and took it up there. Took about 30 of them. Took them into the wedge, actually, where the plane entered. I came in from center court, which is A ring, and drove my truck in there, unloaded the fire extinguishers where they wanted them, walked back to about B ring, and from B ring back, you couldn't see anything. It was pretty bad.
Did you see the plane come in, sir?
No, I didn't see no plane, didn't hear no plane. You know, like I said, all I heard was the impact and then the flame. This huge ball of fire came up over the building.
Down Broadway, past where there were a large number of firemen gathered, very frustrated, very exhausted, because they were not being allowed to put out these fires in the number of the buildings around the site of the World Trade Center itself. There was too much danger for them to be going there. They wanted to go and work. We made our way past the firemen and got about half a block away from where this building on this side would have been standing. And there was billowing smoke. It was hard to see everything, but I clearly saw something worse than what Dante would have imagined. There was rubble, there was twisted metal, and I clearly saw bodies and what appeared to be body parts strewn on the street, on the rubble itself.
And people still working on the evacuations.
Working on excavations. Yes, but they were forcing it. The point I was there, the police were forcing everyone, from emergency workers to the firemen, away, because there was such a fear, as you saw later, of a building collapse.
And that was the description given by a number of the eyewitnesses to the tragic event. Let's now turn here to China to find out Chinese reaction.
I heard it when I was at 10:20. 我那时候有点不相信。
I don't believe at first.
然后后院回那时候正好是听说，然后回来看到凤凰卫视，才相信了这件事。
I watch TV, Phoenix TV, and I do believe it.
我现在觉得这种手段挺残忍的，好多一些无辜的人在里面，在里面受害。我没听清，世界上肯定会影响好多的经济。
And it, the economy will be influenced much. But I don't think China will be influenced much.
A driver.
U.S. President George W. Bush is expected to address the nation very soon. We're not quite sure exactly when. He has a lot of anger towards, and he wants to bring justice to those who are responsible. The attack, however, will not change the foundation of America. We just have another thing here, which has just been handed to me. I'll try to get to it before 9 o'clock. Let's now turn to Jocelyn Ford now, briefly, on some information. Apparently, reports are coming in that some U.S. embassies around the world have closed and some have been given permission to close.
It is up to each individual embassy. We do not yet know about Beijing. However, the U.S. embassy in Tokyo has said it will not be open for business today. Embassies elsewhere in the world are also closing down, especially in the Middle East. Also, there are reports about what will happen next in U.S. airport security. Airport security will certainly be scrutinized. There will be a lot of soul searching. Some experts are saying the terrorists targeted domestic flights because security there is less strict. Luggage does not necessarily need to be screened. There are no armed guards as there are on international flights. There are some new stricter security regulations that were to take place in November. In July, federal regulators decided on how to strengthen security measures. Also, I think in the United States, we do expect wider discussion on security and security consciousness. A Phoenix TV out of Hong Kong, they had a commentator who suggested that U.S. concerns with the NMD, National Missile Defense System, and what has just happened will certainly be a lot of discussion on how to keep security in a nation.
All right. Thank you very much, Jocelyn Ford. sorry about the news note that I was reading earlier before Jocelyn, but Bush has addressed the nation, and probably coming up in our newscast, we'll have some information about that. You're listening to China Radio International. I'd like to recap for you the events that have happened in the past, well, actually coming up to 12 hours, just about 12 hours ago, two hijacked airlines collided into the World Trade Center in New York, the first one hitting Tower A and the second hitting Tower B. The second one, when it collided into the World Trade Center, sent the World Trade Center Tower B into a blazing ball of fire. About 1 hour after that happened, the building had collapsed. As of yet, people are estimating that there could be some 50,000 people who have died, but we don't have any figures yet. But as soon as they figure out more about what has happened and how this has happened, I'm sure that we will definitely bring you the details. There has been an outcry from the international community. This just handed to me. Some 200 firefighters died in New York City. And that's 200 firefighters died in New York City. And we'll probably have more later on. There has been condemnation from the international community, including Ariel Sharon, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, Canadian Prime Minister Jacques Chrétien, Tony Blair from the United Kingdom, as well as Sir George Robinson of NATO, have all condemned the attacks. The Taliban in Afghanistan have denied any involvement in this incident. The FBI and the CIA are currently investigating to find out what has happened. Just to let you know, at the same time, there was another plane that struck the Pentagon in Washington. The Pentagon, as well as other U.S. government buildings, have been evacuated, and they have set up a temporary office in another part of the city, which they are not disclosing at this moment in time. All domestic flights in the United States have been grounded. The only ones flying at right now are those for military purposes and broadcast helicopters around the World Trade Center. The Mexico-U.S. border has been closed off, and for the first time in history, the Canada-U.S. border has been closed off. The international flights that were making their way to the United States have been diverted to other ports of call in Canada, mainly Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver, as well as some other Canadian cities. Some of them even turned back in mid-flight and headed to their own countries of origin. There were two planes from China that also landed, both in actually the city of Vancouver. So those passengers definitely arrived safely. Jocelyn, do you have any more information for us before we sign off today?
Just one more comment about what may have happened. There have been at least two people who phoned out of planes that crashed who said the hijackers used knife-like weapons to apparently get into the cockpit. Experienced airline pilots said that the cockpit doors on the airliners could be battered down by a single hijacker. The pilot commented that the lock is only meant to keep your friends out. They say that these hijackers must have had flight experience in order to hit the tower as precisely as they did. That's the latest we've had so far.
Okay, thank you very much, Jocelyn. Some other news that has just come in. The National Security Team will be meeting soon at the White House. For the past 12 hours, U.S. President George W. Bush, his wife, as well as Dick Cheney, the vice president, have been prevented to going to the White House for security reasons. But they said, you know, for a good political move, it would be good to have the president back at the White House. And either he is on his way or he has just arrived. You're listening to China Radio International in Beijing. Barbara Olson, by the way, is the wife of the Solicitor General Theodore Olson, the woman that I mentioned earlier. She is a journalist for a U.S. media outlet, and she had called her husband just prior to the crash. Well, before we end off, I would like to thank the entire news crew upstairs who worked very hard in putting this program together. I'd also like to thank Justin and Ford, Jeremy, and definitely Yun Feng for compiling those clips, as well as the news crew from last night for helping me out in the studio to get information together for today's broadcast. This is CRI.
If you would like to hear more of these historic broadcasts, let us know. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And good listening, everyone.